Homeward Bound with Jules Schiller on ABC Radio Adelaide.
We're going to talk A to Z to Adelaide with Jason Chong, comedian. He joins me now. Hi, Jason.
G'day, mate. How's things?
Now, we're going to do the A to Z to Adelaide, and you've got some ideas for the A. We're going to start with the letter A, and we'd love your input. What beginning with A do you think sums up Adelaide the most? 0467 922 891, if you have an idea. What are your ideas, Chongy?
Okay, well, I think I had a couple. I didn't know which one to start with. I've got the Arkabar written down here, but I think I might save that for G for Grab a Granny. So that might come up in a few weeks.
Okay.
I reckon...
start there, grab it. Yeah.
I reckon the thing that we should start with is one of the most controversial things in Adelaide, and that is the AB. And where did it start? And it's such a sort... Did you know what the AB is?
No.
Okay. So the AB, there's a blue and white cafe and a red and white cafe in O'Connell Street in North Adelaide.
Okay, yeah.
And they both claim to have invented this thing called the AB, which stands for something that I don't think you can say on radio.
I'm thinking so many obscene things.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
You're absolutely correct.
Okay.
So it is kind of gyros meat on a bed of chips.
Okay, right.
With like all types of sauces and cheeses and stuff on top. And it's amazing. Absolutely beautiful. They try to pass it off as the original one, but it's not. You've never had one?
No. Well, can you have one pre-2 a.m.? Or does it have to be a post 2 to 4 a.m. sort of
morning? No, it really is. It's on the right side of O'Connell Street, so that you're having it on the way home. You're not ever having it on the way in.
Because Justin Hamilton, who we both know, who is a great local comedian, Adelaide comedian, talked to this. There's like a trio of regret. There's three bakeries that he goes to late at night. I think
you might have preempted my...
Oh, okay. No, sorry.
We can talk about it now, but it's also bakeries are probably going to be in the B's.
That'll be in the B's. Yep. Okay, so with the A. So the AB, you're going to pitch up. The Arkabar as well. If you have any other thoughts, 0467 922 891.
I have one that's very, I think, close to your heart. The airport. I remember when that was being built, we were working together, and would have daily updates on the airport and the delays and stuff.
Yeah,
and the fuel lines.
I think we had, because the Australian Open was about to come up. We had the Adelaide Unopen, I think, and we used to do regular, because the airport, it would be open and there'd be gas pipe leak and then it would be closed again. And
now
then,
some of the pipes are rusty. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then they built that beautiful thing that you could walk up the, like you go up the ramp and then go straight into the airport, and then they closed that. Now you've got to go across a car park. And how they're going to build shops in the car park? I don't understand anything.
It is strange, because in other airports around Australia, that ramp still exists.
Yeah.
Like in Melbourne and Sydney, yet in Adelaide, they kind of took it away for safety reasons.
Yeah.
You're kind of thinking, well, why isn't that a uniform decision? It is, I still say it's one of the best airports in Australia, the Adelaide Airport. It's big, it's open, you know, I like it.
I still miss the old one, because you'd always feel like the Beatles when you came home.
Don't mention the Beatles. I mentioned
that really?
I said that I didn't really care that Paul McCartney wasn't coming to Adelaide. Not that I don't think he's a great musical artist.
Yes.
He is, but I think that he's gone a bit weird in the Wings days and whatever. And he's 75.
You're still holding him to Wings, eh?
I am still holding him to Wings. I mean, if the Beatles were reforming, which is unlikely, I would obviously be all for it. But the most important thing is that Toto is coming to Adelaide. You know,
really?
We love soft rock, and Christopher Cross is coming to Adelaide. So the soft rock. Rockers are coming to Adelaide, so I'm quite happy to leave Paul McCartney away. But anyway, I won't keep saying that.
Well, I'm sure he'll be devastated to hear that.
Okay.
Famous Australian Adelaide people. I could only think of one, and it's Adriana Exenides.
I was going to say that. Yes, what a great performer she was.
I can't think of any time anyone has said anything bad about her.
Yeah.
She's so well-loved. I remember she went on, it was a Big Brother or a Survivor or something, and just everyone was like, she's the greatest thing ever. She holds the world record for longest, or held the world record when she retired, for the longest TV host, or game show host in the world, and now she still holds the Australian record. It's just amazing. And I've been looking at pictures of her today. I'm impressed. If I look that good at any stage in my life, I'll be very happy with
Wheel
myself.
Wheel of Fortune, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, yeah. Did she do any other game shows? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think it was that. And she did one other, like Beauty and the Beast, one of those kind of like afternoon chat show things. But they were her two kind of claims.
All right, we have to induct one. What would you induct as the A? I mean, Adriana.
Oh, really? We've got to pick one.
Well, let's pick one at least, because then we can put it online, our A to Z of Adelaide.
Okay.
Well, AB, I think, is niche, because it is a kind of drunken, slightly drunken meal. Airport, I think, is too general. I mean, I do love the Adelaide Airport.
Yes.
And we've all kind of, you know, it's well used, and a lot of international flights are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to think unique to Adelaide.
Well, then I think it has to be Adriana, doesn't it?
Has it has to be Adriana. Yeah. Adriana Exena. And we could have stuck her in X. Mm. But I guess there's a few X's.
Oh, no. I didn't know. There's going to be... There's a few X's.
There's
okay.
Xenophon. I mean, he's not popular with everyone, but we do have other X's as an option.
Yes.
I reckon...
I've got a few X's in Adelaide, so I'm sure that they'll make an appearance at some
point. If you call in. I want to hear from you if you're listening. Call in. Imagine just having guests on the show and always asking their exes to call in just to slightly unnerve them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, remember this person? Oh no, I owe her money still.
All right, we're gonna induct Adriana Xenides as the A of Adelaide. And again, Jason, it's great to hear that Channel 44 is going another 6 months, which has kind of made your job a little bit more
harder.
Frantic.
I've got heaps to do now. I shouldn't even be here. I got to go pretty soon.
Well, Peter Gers should be here because he's going to be on the air after 7 p.m.
He's getting paid.
Hello, Julian. Hello, Jason.
Hello, sir.
Like your work, Jason. That Channel 44's had more comebacks than...
It's on again, it's off again, on again, incredible. Off again.
It's Ross and Rachel. It's John Farnham. It's, yeah. It's everything.
It's everybody, isn't it? So, well, good on you.
Thanks,
good
man.
Lauren Hillman and all of you have fought very hard for this. So you get another reprieve.
Yeah, all of our lovely volunteers have been doing the social media thing. It's been great.
Good for you.
It's literally like, you know, where the phone rings, you know, as you're about to sort of go. And suddenly you've got a reprieve, like you've contacted a Supreme Court judge at midnight. And you've, it's great news, but, you know, and it gives you another 6 months, I guess, to transition online.
Yeah.
And now you're doing A to Z of Adelaide.
Yeah, yes. We're having a few. Andy Thomas has come in. Some people are voting for the A.
And Wills.
Anthony LaPaglia is being voted in.
Alberton.
Alberton. Oh. Yeah. Well, that's not going to be.
Aggressive driving. Never let anyone in.
Well, that's got to come into non-merger.
Under N.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, you can't let anyone merge. Oh,
but and someone's just texted me a number. I don't know what that is. Oh. But anyway.
It's probably one of my exes.
That probably is. Next, we thought we'd do a new segment, which is to get exes of all the guests to call in and just at the end of each interview.
Oh, gosh.
And then you can get, I'll tell you about the real Jason.
Yep.
Remember when people say that? Amphetamine, someone has texted in.
Oh,
well,
that's great.
Amphetamine.
Doesn't that go with Alberton? Isn't that the same thing?
Oh, well.
Homeward Bound with Jules Schiller. On ABC Radio Adelaide.